Good morning. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry. I'd like to start out today by looking back in time a little bit. Let's go all the way back to February of 08, when a young politician from Chicago, still a long shot for the Democratic nomination, was selling a message of hope and a dream of a post-racial America.
I am absolutely convinced that white, black, Latino, Asian people want to move beyond our divisions, and they want to join together in order to create a movement for change in this country.
Well, a year and a half later, in the middle of a debate about health care and our economy, we hear messages like this one.
That racism still exists, and I think it's bubbled up to the surface because of a belief among many white people, not just in the South but around the country, that African Americans are not qualified to lead this great country. It's an abominable circumstance and grieves me and concerns me very deeply.
Of course, it was former President Jimmy Carter in an interview with NBC's Brian Wilson on Tuesday, where he said that, well, we're not in a post-racial society. Instead, we're seeing the old racism of the South bubble back up. And frankly, is having a black president helping to unify us, or is it just driving the racial divide deeper and wider in this country? And more than that, why do charges and countercharges of racism keep coming up, it seems, every couple of months? It seems that no matter what else it becomes, the presidency of Barack Obama is going to be a four-year national argument about race and its place in our culture and its place in our politics. Well, back now with us is Joe Hicks, commentator for Pajamas Television, a community leader, an activist, and a talk show radio host at KFI Radio in Los Angeles for more than 30 years. He's been an active figure in local and national issues related to civil rights and intergroup relations. We're also going to be joined by Mark Anthony Neal, who's professor of African American Studies at Duke University. Welcome to you both. Joe Hicks, the latest debate on health care and the staunch, sometimes vicious opposition to it, the you lie comment in the House of Representatives during the joint session, has sparked the latest round of discussions about race during this presidency. Do you think it's legitimate?
By and large, no. Listen, around the edges of any movement, the anti-war movement or this so-called Tea Party or the movement that exists around opposition to Obama's policies, that actually obviously is quite large. There were 100,000 people in the streets of Washington a week ago. But it's by and large political. At the edges are some pretty bizarre people. You got these birthers folk that refuse to accept the fact that Barack Obama is an American citizen and like to claim that he's some kind of secret Muslim and all this sort of thing. So, yeah, there's some crazies and wackos at the edges of this stuff. But by and large, what you're seeing is political opposition. Joe Wilson is a hardline Republican operative who sees fundamentally as his main job to take on Barack Obama every single day. So it's about politics and opposition to this president, by and large, because he's the head, titular head, if you will, of the Democratic Party, and they're taking that on in a very direct kind of way. I just find it astounding that Jimmy Carter, a year after this kind of 43% of all white Americans voted to elect a black president. And here we have
40% of registered voters voted. White voters voted for Jimmy Carter. That's a different distinction.
Mark Anthony Neal.
That's a different distinction.
Okay, Mark Anthony Neal.
That sounds like Mark Anthony Neal.
Yes, Mark Anthony Neal. Hang on one second. I want you to get in right here because I think Michael Steele, who's the chairman of the Republican National Committee and an African American, agrees with Joe Hicks on this. Let's listen to Steele right now.
Well, what's the difference between booing the president when he's giving a State of the Union address, which happened to Bush, and this particular outburst from one congressman?
Mark Anthony Neal, what do you think?
I think, the one thing that the right has done very successfully over the last two decades is that they shifted the discourse, they've shifted the language. So in some ways, decorum demands that, even if you have some concerns about Barack Obama's race, it's never going to be directly addressed in that way. They're never going to complain that, the system is messed up now because we have a black president. They've created a symbolism around language, so that going back to Ronald Reagan in 1976, the idea of a welfare queen, we now in the culture hear the term welfare queen, and no one ever says we're talking about a black or Latino woman, but it's all understood that what that represents. So the language has shifted. So the old charges that, what you're saying that is racist, I mean, the left really has to come up with new language to describe the tension of what's going on at this point in time. I think it's critical to understand that when we talk about the support for Barack Obama among white voters, right, the majority that votes for him is, by and large, clearly a multicultural, diverse, and younger majority that puts him in the office. There are lots of people in this country, black, white, or whatever ethnicity, that had opted out of the process and have long opted out of the process. So to talk about 40% of the whites who supported him, and you're talking about 40% of the registered white voters who supported him, there's still millions of people in this country who have opted out of the process, and these voices, these are the people that, by and large, are now taking to the streets and having a voice. I think it'd be interesting that when you talk about those 100,000 people that come to Washington, D.C., ask how many of them are registered voters.
Okay, Mark Anthony Neal, professor of African American Studies at Duke University. You mentioned the protests over the weekend in Washington, and I want to bring something up because I was walking around downtown over the weekend, and one of the people I was with was looking at the signs. Admittedly, this person is probably, I would imagine, on the liberal end of the spectrum, but said to me, you know, a lot of this doesn't seem to be about you're spending too much money, or I don't like the way you're overhauling healthcare, Barack Obama. A lot of this seems to be about who do you think you are? And that was the comment that was made to me. Who does this guy think he is? Now, that was very subjective from a friend of mine. But Joe Hicks, I want to know what you think about that perception that people at the protests or people who have the high volume or vitriol for the president.
Well, Todd, what you're again identifying are the wackos and crazies at the fringe of this stuff. Listen, if you had gone to the kind of anti-war demonstration of prevalence country a year ago, or gone to the protest outside of the Crawford Ranch that Cindy Sheehan had organized with banners identifying George Bush as Hitler, and then tried to characterize the entire protest group as being identified with those kind of placards and banners, you could have done the same thing. So it's really unfair, and it sort of tried to get inside the heads of a lot of folks. And Mark is talking about what he presumed to be disenfranchised voters. Listen, a lot of those voters, a lot of the people that were in the streets in D.C. formerly voted Republican. A lot of them have left the Republican Party. You know, so, you know, again, this attempt to get inside of white folks' heads and attribute all sorts of racial motives. So now we got to code language to try to figure out what do they really mean when they say X. You know, I mean, this is getting into kind of Orwellian kind of stuff here.
All right, Joe Hicks, let me get listeners in on this real quick because we want to hear from them. They've been responding to this issue as we've been asking.
Hi, this is Dan calling in from Boston. I think the Joe Wilson controversy is still going on, and mainly it's getting hyped up as the race angle, is because of the fact that almost any time if somebody's going to, you know, go against him, you know, that card's going to come out.
Mark Anthony Neal, there is a frustration among conservatives, and it's probably justified. They feel they can't voice reasonable or principled opposition to Barack Obama's policy decisions, sweeping policy moves, without being labeled racist now. They have a point, don't they?
I think they don't, because I think the Democratic Party and his, you know, combatants during the primary managed to do that without necessarily having to deal with charges of racism. Of course, Bill Clinton dealt with some things
in
the process.
Hang on, gentlemen, hang on. But not everyone who criticizes, let's say, a $787 billion spending bill or a health care overhaul is necessarily doing it because of race.
No, I get that. I understand that. I absolutely understand it. But when I look at, for instance, Joe Wilson and his outbursts, I have a hard time. And again, we can only presume here, but I have a hard time that if it's a white body in that suit on that pulpit at that moment, that he's going to go to that level. All right. I think there becomes a different strategy within that context. And I can understand. Right. I clearly understand folks on the right who are frustrated with the fear, really, that they're going to be labeled as racist simply because they're being critical. But by the same token, they're also, very often when you're talking about elected officials, they're also rolling hand in hand with pundits and media figures who clearly are pushing the race card around Barack Obama.
Joe Hicks, quickly, you think conservatives have a point in their frustration?
Yes, they do. And you know, it's clear that the left in this country wants to identify any kind of criticism of this president as being racist in form. And it didn't just happen since Obama has been in the White House. When McCain was campaigning, the Obama campaign tried desperately to label John McCain and the figures around him as having some kind of racial motivation, and much of the press releases out of the Obama camp directly attempted to do that.
And race, you know, was, and race was part of the campaign. That's definitely
but
true.
But what then do you do with the criticisms directed towards Barack Obama by folks on the left?
All right, gentlemen.
Because clearly they're critiques that he is not left enough.
That's true. We have to wrap it up. You know, we didn't think we were going to come up with any answers on this. This is a great chance to check in at where we're at in the national debate. I think one thing is clear. I think that this is part of the package of Barack Obama's presidency. I think it comes with the territory of this presidency, and we're on a merry-go-round that's going to go around a few more times over the next 4 years. Mark Anthony Neal, professor of African American Studies at Duke, and Joe Hicks, commentator at KFI Radio in Los Angeles. Thank you so much both for joining us.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.